They were my example for marriage. I almost didn't do it. I'll be honest with y'all. I almost did. This is why. Now, I'm no expert, but I don't think guys should help with the wedding planning. All right, nobody. All right, good. I'll explain why. Ladies, the problem is you've been planning your wedding since you were little girls. You've talked about it with your friends. You have a dream wedding in your head. Guys, we haven't talked about it once. Like, you'll never walk into a sports bar, see dudes sitting at a table. Like, yo, Jeff, what's your dream wedding? Tulips? Me too! So we don't get the process. This is how I knew me and my wife were on different pages. One night we're planning our wedding. You know, she goes, you know, be so romantic if during the ceremony a dove flew down and put the ring on my finger. I just wanted to push her off a cliff. I really did. I was like, what are you, a magician? Doves? I tried to help. Don't do it, guys. We got into fights and made no sense to me. Two biggest fights we got into. The first fight we got into was about stamps. Stamps. She sent me to go buy wedding stamps for the invitations. I didn't know that there was a wedding stamp. Yeah, which is BS, because if you can make a stamp for that occasion, make stamps for other occasions, like a pay your bill stamp. It's a dude with no money on it, like this. Nope, sorry. Or how about a stamp to pay speeding and parking tickets? It's a middle finger, that's all it is. Yeah. Everyone would pay on time. I'd put two stamps on, like, there you go, officer, enjoy that. Just. Anyway, I get to the post office, like, okay, I need stamps. She's like, all right, we have the regular flag stamp, or this month, we have a special commemorative stamp. I heard two words, I heard special. I was like, our wedding is special. Commemorative, I don't know what it means, but it sounds fancy. I get home, I don't even get a thank you. She's like, what the hell are these? I tried to hit her with the two words. I was like, baby, first of all, those are special. Commemorative. Malcolm X stamps, just put them on, let's do this. The second fight we got into was because I refused to wear the tuxedo. I'll explain. When you're a white guy and you put on a tux, you go from average Joe to James Bond, secret agent, you look cool as hell. When you're a black guy, you go from average Joe to Barack Obama, presidential. When you're a Latino male, you go from average Jose to waiter. You just don't look right. Nope. I didn't want to be at my wedding and people coming up to me, excuse me, can we get two Chardonnays, table two?